You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government has ruled out stopping the deportation of a Tamil family despite national calls for them to be allowed to stay. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says granting an exception for families whose refugee claims have been rejected would inspire people smugglers to restart their trade. He says the government will not compromise its commitment to strong and secure borders.
It's important that Australians understand the full perspective of the decisions that the government has to take. And they remain difficult decisions. They remain very difficult decisions, and they're not taken easily. And that's why it's important that we have to continue on with the very successful program that we've had, because I know what happens when people forget. I know what happens when people think it's okay to make an exception here or there.
The Prime Minister's comments coincide with the government's release of a photograph showing an asylum seeker boat. The government says the boat carrying 13 suspected asylum seekers from Sri Lanka was intercepted and turned back last month. Mr. Morrison says the government has no place intervening in the case of this Tamil family, as national security comes first.
It's not about the public mood, it's about what is the right decision in Australia's national interests to ensure that the integrity of our border protection regime is maintained.
It's an argument also put by Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton. Mr. Dutton says the government's decision to deport Priya, her husband Nadasalingam, and their two Australian-born daughters is about following immigration law. He says he will not stand for what he is calling a moral lecture from the family's supporters.
We've been clear, particularly in relation to this family, where they arrived by boat in 2012 and 13, the mother in 2013, the father in 2012. They've been to every court, right up to the High Court. They've been told that they're not refugees. Now, I understand the compassion shown by many, but we have to look at this case on its merit. There's no indication at all that's been given to this family, including before they had children, that they would ever settle in this country.
There's been widespread criticism of the decision. Labor's Home Affairs spokeswoman, Christina Keneally, says the family is the perfect example of migrants coming to Australia and settling into a rural community.
The government right now says that it wants migrants and it wants refugees to go to regional communities, to contribute to local economies, to become part of the local community. This family did exactly that. And the Bilawila community has wrapped their arms around them and has welcomed them into the community.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale is another calling on the government to show compassion.
Let this family stay. This is a family that has committed no crime other than being born into a conflict that continues to this day, a situation where if that family was to be returned, their lives would be at risk, and all they're asking for is a little bit of compassion. A decent country doesn't do this to people, and what we need to see now here is the Prime Minister step in and show some leadership, some decency and some compassion.
Some Conservative politicians have joined the call to allow the family to stay, including former Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce.
Time has moved on, and there's, you know, like the policeman, constabulary right, ministerial discretion. At times I think this should be exercised to basically bring a situation to a conclusion. These children were born in Australia, they're not their parents, and I think we have to consider it in a different light.
The Prime Minister, however, is remaining firm.
They can return to Sri Lanka, and they can make an application to come to Australia under the same processes as everyone else anywhere else in the world. And I would hope they do. I would hope they do. But they didn't come to the country in the appropriate way. They have not been found to have an asylum claim. And to have changed our policy on this or to exercise intervention powers on this would be to send exactly the wrong message.
The legal battle for the family, currently being held on Christmas Island, continues. The federal court will hear their case on Wednesday before an injunction blocking their deportation to Sri Lanka expires. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.